And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Tech gremlins everywhere we look. Are we on the air, Boomer? Do you think we're talking? I think we're talking, brother. You just like, y'all, if you could have seen what just happened. Angel, I'm sitting here. Angel's just laughing because we're sitting here in studio and Boomer's like pulling wires out of drawers and crawling under desks. And basically, it's mass chaos and it works. Boomer, I know you can't get on the mic right now because she's holding your mic, but the reality is you are the man. I'm just going to go ahead and say. We will figure out later what in God's name just happened, but the reality is in God's name you fixed it, so thank you very much for that.
I think he needs a Gatorade.
I think he needs something. He needs a Scooby snack now, I know that. All right, listen, here in the beautiful studio, I am pleased to have with us a guest who really brings just a great deal of color commentary and realism and honor to the fact that we are sitting on the 1 year anniversary, like I said earlier, of the loss of our 13 service members and truthfully and 170 plus Afghans. I mean, this was no small event. This was a mass casualty event. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and thank Angel Brown for being with us today. Angel, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Such
absolutely.
An honor.
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you for what you and Jonathan, your husband, are doing for troops and to honor families. But before we even get into the details of that, I do want to just catch our breath after Boomer had to run around and redo the whole studio and just say, first of all, thank you.
Yeah.
On behalf of those who've served, my family, thank you very much. We still have family members who are on active duty now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But bring that mic up a little closer and then just tell me. So first of all, is yours a military family? I mean, how did it come about that this is a thing for you?
Well, our gift box ministry actually started out just by just a desire to please the Lord and a desire to do something for the kingdom. And we went on a 7-day fast. And long story short, there's lots of details, but the best thing is that God gave us this. God, good news. He said, we want you to. God put it in our hearts to start an encouragement ministry. And we were like, what does that look like? And then we went on the 7-day fast and just put it all together. And the good news gift box came out of that 7-day fast. And we just really had a desire to do something to help people, help the kingdom. And we met with a coffee guy, and Melvin, he told we had lunch with him, and he was sitting down looking at Jonathan. He's like, and we were just like, we don't know where the addresses are or who we're sending them to. We just know we're supposed to send them. And so Melvin's like, I see this going to the military. I see this going to the States. And Jonathan stood up. He got so excited, and he's like, yes, that just registers with my spirit. And me too. I got excited, but like, you know, my husband, we were like, where are we going to get all these addresses?
Yeah.
You know, and we just now cracked open the 500 mark. It was so exciting.
Really?
We've just now given over 500 boxes away, so it's amazing.
That is cool.
Yeah, so that's it's
well. So when you guys started this, though, I mean, right now we're going to get to the 13 service member families in a moment.
Yeah.
But real quick on a business. Hey, Boomer, am I going to be good without? I don't break a break now. We took our break early, correct? So I'm going all the way to the bottom of the hour. All right, good deal. So when you started all this. It was like socks and stuff, right?
Well, there wasn't even any socks involved at that point. It was a wooden cross. There was like a little Kind bar. We wanted people to have something chocolate. There's tea, coffee, stocked with scripture cards. So we just really wanted people to feel known and feel loved.
And what year was that?
It started out in 2016.
Okay.
Yep. And then last year, the socks came about because my husband found out. He's like, Angel, he's like, the number one requested item for military is socks. I was like, socks? What do they need socks for? Because I was thinking, they got, you know, they're fine. But
now listen, I'm going to tell you right now, having been on the ground and having sweated like nobody's business and having gone through socks, clean, dry socks. Next, I mean, beans and bullets are what the Army has to win wars with, but socks are what they walk on. So let's get this.
Okay. So that's amazing. So when he told me that was the number one thing, I'm like, okay, well, I was like, I got all the other cool stuff. So I was like, I went on a mission to find socks. So I was like, I love Costco. And so I went down to Costco and they had some nice gold toe socks, a 4-pack marked down to $4.97.
Getting real now.
I know. So it was like, okay, this is amazing. So I was like, it was actually yesterday, last year. August 25th, I went on social media and I said, hey, I'm starting a drive. It's a little mission. It's called Socks for Soldiers and Warm Steps for Vets. And like, people loved our mission. We wanted to raise money for socks. I said, hey, we're going to go down to Costco, get these socks. And people started giving, like, out of nowhere. I was like, do I even know this person? You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, just money was coming. And I was like, God, you're awesome. And so we raised like, $1,000 the first day. And so I went down on the 26th today, yeah, a year anniversary. I was so excited to head to Costco, and it was my husband's birthday. Happy birthday, honey. I love you. It was so exciting. And I was going to go meet my friend to get a Boston cream pie for my husband. I was meeting her at Costco. So I was like, oh my gosh, I had my fundraiser money, and Costco knew what we were doing. They wanted to give us some gift cards, and it was just so amazing. So I went and loaded up the socks, and I strolled my big old flat down the aisle, and people were looking at me. I had looks, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm buying socks. And so I was just crying. I'm like, I've never cried over socks. I mean, women get emotional.
You were literally walking through Costco crying with a big flat full of socks.
Yes, I was rolling these socks down the aisle crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was just thinking about the heroes. I was thinking about the veterans. I was thinking about our mission. I was thinking about what veteran is going to be sitting home and being touched by the box, by the socks. I was thinking about heroes. I was thinking about the heroes in Afghanistan because it was all over the news last year. I was thinking I wanted these socks to reach these heroes.
So did you, so when you, and we'll do the socks here first, but when you were mailing these things out, I mean, did you adopt a unit? Did you just, how'd you do this? How'd you get them to the troops' hands?
I asked for people's, to anybody that knew anybody. I'm like, hey, do you have a loved one that's out and, you know, wherever, tell me. And we sent the boxes. We sent them to them. And I'll tell you this too. When we visited my family in Virginia a few years ago, when the ministry started, we had went to church, and this is really cool. Let me back it up a little bit. During that fast time, I told Jonathan, I was like, I kind of see like pictures and dreams, because we're supposed to do that thing as sons and daughters. But I was like, I just saw the word international, and I was like, honey, during our fast. And he's like, Jonathan was like, yeah. He's like, that's awesome. So we go to Virginia. Yeah, and we visit our church there, you know, church family and my friends and family. And so I told Jonathan, I was like, let's go up and get this pastor to pray for us and pray for the ministry, because it was just kind of getting off the ground. And yeah, he's like, this is not only a good idea, this is a God idea. And he's like, let me pray for you. And so he starts praying for us, and he just starts praying for the funds to come in, and praying for, you know, just taking care of the ministry, and Lord, just bring the people and the addresses. And he's like, I just feel like I'm supposed to, you know, God's letting me know that you need to know about Psalm. And I can't remember the Psalm now, but it was talking about going to the nations. And he's okay, like praying, yeah, and in the nations. And I was like, I was like, this is amazing, because nations and international is the same thing to me. Because it was like, God spoke to my heart and I saw the word international. And this pastor is telling me, I've never met him before. He was a guest pastor. And, you know, he's telling me about the word in Psalms, about going into the nations and pray for the nations. And
so
I will
you got
give
that
them,
affirmation you were looking
yes,
for, really.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, so awesome. So have you ever had anybody respond back to you and say, I'm a soldier, I'm a service member, I'm an airman, I'm a Navy guy, and I got your box of socks. Thank you so much. Have you ever had that kind of contact where you, literally the people you were providing this to, which I can tell you, I got anonymous, you know, packages when I was overseas.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I get school groups that would send things over, and you don't know how to get a thank you to them.
Yeah.
But did you ever get a chance to hear back?
Yeah. Now, some of the addresses I got last year, I got some moms that I knew on social media, and
right,
I sent them. I didn't even know their sons. I just sent them because their sons were serving, and they said they received them, and the you know, the son was like, this is the best thing, you know, we could, they needed that encouragement.
Yeah.
And that encouraged me, because I'm like, you know, the
somebody
world.
Somebody remembers that I'm here.
Yeah. The world definitely in these days needs some encouragement, but especially our troops, because I feel like they just get so forgotten, you know.
There are times they get forgotten, you know, like the immediate family or the unit knows they're there. But like the quote that I had earlier in the show was that, that literally that some feel like in this case, I was a Marine. He goes, the Marine Corps is at war, but the America's at the mall.
Yeah.
And they do tend to forget. Mm-hmm. And on the one hand, that's frustrating, because you're downrange thinking, does anybody know I'm here? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, what a wonderful thing that we have a country where you're able to go to the mall while your troops are at war. I mean, that means that we have a well-ordered, safe, secure, reasonably secure, you know, life here in the United States. But yeah, getting a package downrange, I'll just tell you, as somebody who's been downrange, and I remember one of the guys on my team, man, my wife made it a point to make sure he had nobody. Mm. I mean, his wife dear Johned him while we were overseas. And he had no meaningful family or close relationships back home. And my wife made sure he got care packages from student groups. And I mean, you watch his countenance just change when a box mm-hmm. came in the mail with his name on it.
Yeah. I love her already.
She's a winner.
Oh.
My team called her the Sergeant Major because she was the only one that could tell me what I needed to hear. But, well, listen, so you're moving through the SOC ministry. It started off, I won't call it low level because it was still cool with the smaller packages with the cross and the scripture. Moved into socks, and then Costco, and you're crying in the aisles of Costco with pallets of socks.
Yeah.
And where'd you go next?
Okay, so I was still in Costco and getting ready to head to the registers. I was heading to the registers, and then while I was waiting in line, I was just going through my social media because it's always long lines at Costco, and I saw the news, and at that point, it had been 10 service members, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I just
saw it was 1 year ago today.
Yes, 1 year ago today, I was in Costco. I mean, I was already crying over the socks, and then here I am, you know, just like seeing this news. And I'm like, I just can't believe this, you know, because it's like my heart is like here and I'm thinking about your hero, you know, I'm thinking about your hero and they're supposed to get these socks, you know, and then there's 13 doorbells or 13 doors being knocked on, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you for reading their names because some of the families are still heartbroken because this administration has not one time mentioned their names.
No
not
kidding.
One time.
Not at
time.
All?
And I don't even know today. I haven't really looked at the news today. But
I don't get that.
I don't either. They look at it as a success story, and it was not successful in my eyes or their eyes. They don't see it.
And, you know, truthfully, if the Biden administration wants to claim it was a success story, then they need to claim those names as being part of what it took to get to the success.
Yeah.
But it was not successful.
No.
And the fact that they won't say their names is a clear indication they're embarrassed of it, and they know it wasn't successful.
Yeah. They just sweep it under the rug, and that's the way the family members feel. And they're angry, honestly. They're angry. They're heartbroken. They want answers. You know, they just feel like it was just shoved under the rug and called it success.
So you and your husband, obviously, we're just touched emotionally.
Yeah.
I would assume in your spirit with the loss of 13 service members, and we're going to stay on the air here a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a break here in about 2.5 minutes. But just before we get to this break, tell me literally how did it go from socks for troops who don't necessarily have names that you're aware of until somebody tells you who they are, to let's deal with these 13.
Yeah, well, when that news hit me, it just hit my heart in such a deep way. And I love all military. I love every branch. But I think it was just my husband's birthday, the excitement of us raising, you know, $1,900, $2,000 actually in 2 days. I looked back and I told Erica, you know, she's one of my friends. I told her, I was like, I think it took 2 weeks to raise $2,000, but I looked back on my social media. I was like, it took 2 days.
Yeah.
I was like, people wanted to give to these heroes, you know,
absolutely.
So it's 2 days to raise $2,000. Like, that's amazing to me. So from there, it touched my heart in such a deep way that 13 soldiers lost their lives, 13 service members. I told my husband, I was like, we got to do something.
Well, listen, you're doing something. I'm already just wrapped up in the story. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, we're about to take a break. When we get back from this break, you're going to hear more from Angel Brown. She and her husband, Jonathan, have taken this on as a passion project. This is more than a thing they're doing. And on top of that, I'll tell you, too, if you want to see the story, she mentioned Erica a minute ago, my friend Erica Thomas, who's been on the show several times, but Erica Thomas is a reporter with 1819 News, and they've got a great story up right now. It's called Good News Gift Box. And it's the top story right now on 1819news.com. But she wrote this piece. And then Erica called me a week or so ago, Angel, and said, you've got to meet Angel Brown. And I said, who is Angel Brown? And she said, listen, with your time, you know, in the military, you're not going to not want to know Angel Brown.
Wow.
And so I'm already glad I do. Y'all, you stay tuned. We're going to do a lot more, all right? So, folks, listen, we got more where that came from. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. and honored the Angel Browns in studio. We'll be right back. Let's do it and do it. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We are back right now. We are spanning the entire northern half of the state. Solid conservative and just plain right. Going back to our in-studio interview with Angel Brown, who has a ministry. She and her husband, Jonathan. By the way, happy birthday, Jonathan. Has a ministry called Good News Gift Boxes. We talked about before the half hour break. We talked about the fact that the ministry really kind of started off as a kind of a thank you with scripture and things to troops, and it was small in its physical sense, big in its spiritual sense, but it was not like a big box full of stuff. And then it went to socks, and I got to tell you, socks are a thing with troops. And then August 26th, a year ago today, you're in Costco buying the socks, and lo and behold, you saw the news about service members dying.
Yeah.
So it went from there. And tell me, I mean, what's happened since then? How did, in terms of the actual sense of you doing something or contacting people, the 13 service members' families, what about it?
Yeah, that day that I was at Costco, like I said, I was so excited. And when I heard the news hit, it just penetrated my heart in a way that I just told my husband, I was like, we need to do something for these families, you know, and I have the box, we have the boxes and we can send them, but I was like, we need to do something. And so, it took me, it took me a little while, but I was just researching and trying to find the families, and I would message, you know, the families, I message, you know, the aunts and moms. And I was like, hey, I didn't want to be like crazy or anything. I was like, hey, we have a little nonprofit and we wanted to, you know, we're so sorry about your hero. And we wanted to send you something to be a blessing to your family to, you know, to help.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it turned into this big, we actually got Home Depot. They donated these big boxes, you know, the moving boxes.
Oh, big boxes.
Yeah, they donated the medium-sized boxes, and a couple of families I needed some of the extra-large boxes for, because I told my husband, I was like, I'm going shopping. There was babies. I was like, there's family members.
Yeah.
And, you know, Riley McCullum, he was, you know,
one of the 13.
He was one of the 13, but he was getting ready to meet his daughter, you know, when he came home. And she was, Levi, she was born a couple weeks, you know, after, you know, he had lost his life. So I was like, that just touched me. You know, Gigi, she was the wife and Levi was the baby. And I'm like, I wanted to go shopping for her. I wanted to go shopping for the mom, you know, because she just lost her husband and now she's a widow. And she was just so excited about him coming home. And that just touched me. That story touched me. Kareem Nakui, I mean, they're all so touching, but Kareem Nakui, his mom, you know, she was so angry, you know, and I reached out to the aunt, Yvette Nakui, and we've actually become really good friends. And, you know, I've sent her some scripture. We just actually talked on the phone for the first time last week, and I was crying when I talked to her, you know, just because I'm like, hey, you know, and she's like, Angel, thank you for walking this out with me, you know. And I was like, I just send little letters, send little things to her. And I've invited her to my home. I was like, honey, invited her to my home. I was like, not any of the other people. I mean, you know, but I was like, I invite them all to my home.
That's
awesome. Come on. She invited me to her home in California, too. I was like, I just love their family. I love their passion for, you know, they loved that Kareem was a Marine and they supported him, but they.
Well, and that brings me to a point. So you're not just mailing things in the blind to people. No. You've been actually doing ministry with the families.
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, God wants us to reach the hurting people, you know, and they're definitely hurt. They're grieving. They're still grieving to this day. And if we can reach out by ministering to them, by sending them a scripture and tell them, hey, we want to send you this. We want to be a blessing to your family.
A kind word or a note goes a long way.
Yeah.
But, and you, by the way, I got to point out, folks, if you're watching, by the way, if you're watching the live stream, kind of up in the, on the window area behind me, Angel, you brought a collage with every one of their pictures.
Yep. Yeah, I made that because I live my life by you have not because you ask not, and I like to go to people and ask them for things because they have things to give. Like Starbucks, they have coffee. They gave me coffee. They gave me coffee mugs for the families, and that's why I need these Home Depot boxes. I had Kendra Scott. I asked them. I talked to the manager up at the summit, and she's like, yeah. She's like, I love this mission, and usually normally they're only supposed to donate 10 items, and then she's like, well, how many family members in it? You know, is it? Because I was like, I know there's 13 moms somewhere. You know,
right.
There's a wife. There's there's two wives actually. There are some aunts, and I was like, I'm thinking about all the grandmas. I'm thinking about the whole world, you know. But like, I just told her, I was like, okay. After I got the number, I was like, there's 43 people, but I was like, I understand if you can't donate those pieces, you know. She's like, let me reach out to my district manager. Let me reach out, and shouts out to Kendra Scott at the summit. But she said she came back with an email. Me and my mom were on 280, and we were shopping, I think at the Sprouts or something, and I got the email back. And I just sat there and I started crying in my car because the email said 43 is a go. And I started crying and my mom's like, you know, Angel, what's wrong? And I said, oh, I was like, this is a happy cry. I was like, they just told me 43 pieces of jewelry was to go. Like, you know, this was to reach the grandmas. You know, not just 13 parents were affected here. Whole families were affected. The
wow.
sisters.
Wow.
The mothers. The siblings, the brothers, the aunts, and the uncles, and the grandparents. It's in the community, you know, where...
She's sitting here crying in the studio right now. You're tearing me up, Angel.
I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's good, though. But
It's touching. It touched my life so much.
What else did you have in these boxes? I mean, so Kendra... I had no idea. So you had Starbucks coffee and mugs, and you had Kendra Scott jewelry.
Kendra Scott, Whole Foods, they donated candles and little mints. I had everything wrapped, and, you know, you said note cards. And this is not to toot my horn. This is just coming out of my heart. I told Jonathan, you know, I was like, I would sit up late at night just writing little note cards, and I would write note cards to each family member, the sisters, the daughters, the younger siblings. And I would say, hey, I am so sorry about your hero. You are so loved. I was like, your hero is so loved. I was like, we want you to know that you're always going to be loved, and your hero, you know, his legacy is going to live on.
So these boxes have already gone to them?
They, six of them went out a few weeks ago. Well, the first one went out to the McCullum family because I had went to Kohl's and bought a bunch of clothes for the baby.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I actually had to return them because I was like, okay, it was taking me too long to gather all these things, like from all these people, you know, the
baby's
donors.
Growing
and I was
in the
like,
meantime.
Yes. I was like, so I had to return the clothes, and I reached out to the Riley sister. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I need to exchange these clothes and get bigger ones because, you know, so theirs was the first box I sent out. So six more boxes went out about a month and a half ago. And one of the moms, Shanna, she's like, I was crying at the door because when I labeled these boxes, I wanted them to feel loved. I wanted the post office, I wanted them to salute. I wanted them to have salutes. I wanted their names to be honored. So I wrote on the boxes, I said, Dear UPS or Dear USPS, whatever service I used, I was like, please handle this package with honor, care, and respect. You are delivering this package to a family of a true hero that gave his life for you and me to protect and defend. And so I had it all in this big, like bright neon yellow. I like bright colors.
I am done in right now.
I'm getting done too here. I've been done. But on one side, I said, never forget. And on the other side, I'm like, this is a family of a true hero. And then I had like a little arrow. And I'm like, this is a true hero that gave his or her life. You know, there's two ladies. And I said, never forget them. And I put their name on the box and I had it decorated with American flags, 13 flags, you know, like hero stickers and stuff like that. So the mother, Shanna, she's like, I was crying at the front door before it even got in my house.
Well, I can only imagine. So, let me ask you. So as they've begun getting their boxes, And these are for extended family members too. It sounds like it's not just for the spouse or the immediate parents. I mean, you got grandparents and all involved here. What kind of things have you seen in terms of their reactions? I mean, I know the one that said that she was crying before she even got into the house. But
yeah,
what else are you seeing or hearing?
She said that, and Yvette, the other, or she's the aunt. She's Shanna's sister-in-law. She said, I was crying before I got the box in the house. She's like, I actually saw it on her like Ring camera, because she's like, the kids were at home and the box was sitting out there.
So you got a video, really?
Yeah, and
oh,
the kids.
That's cool.
Okay, so I'll just share this because this is touching. And so she's like, I wrote all of them a personal letter, just like one main letter for the whole family, but I wrote personal note cards, okay? So in the letter, I said, you know, we just want to offer our, just say, we love your family and we heard your story. And on that day, we were thinking of your hero. We were in Costco buying socks. And I just, you know, wrote him a page letter and we told him about the socks, but I was like, we were thinking about your hero that day.
Yeah.
We were buying socks. And at the end of the letter, I said, you know, at first I didn't want to include the socks because it was for their hero. I didn't think, you know, I was like, I didn't want to include the socks because I didn't want to hurt them. But then I was like, the socks were supposed to go to them. I want them to get to the family. So I wrapped socks for all the family members. And I'm like, in the letter, I said, wow. I hope you're blessed by the decision. We wanted to send the socks to your families. So one of the moms of David was the hero, and his mother's Elizabeth. She said, I love the sock story because I wrote it and I told the kids, I was like, go ask your beautiful mother about the sock story. So going back to Yvette, her kids were at home and she's like, I was just so overwhelmed by the box and just opening it and seeing everything in it. She's like, I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't even look at anything. She said, so I went upstairs and she's like, the kids came to me and she's like, what is the sock story? Tell me the sock story. And she's like, I don't know. And then she had her phone and she was going back to our messages.
That's so good.
She was going back to our messages. She's like, I don't see anything about the socks. What is Angel talking about?
Yeah.
So she opens the main letter and she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, the socks. She's like, okay, kids. She's like, here's the deal with the socks.
I guess the most important thing though too is they've not been forgotten.
No.
Somebody.
Yeah.
In Pell City, Alabama just remembers, you know, what they're going through.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Well, I'll tell you what, Angel, we got to take a break. It's going to give me a second to get my composure. Mm-hmm. But we're going to take a break, come right back, and sort of just talk through a little bit more of where we are, what's next. Where do you see it going from here? I have a feeling you're not done, but I want to hear more about it when we get back. So, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll go ahead and do that right now. And folks, I tell you what, if you're out there right now and you're not moved, you ain't living. So that's what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, sitting here with a hero. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, I'm telling you, we are spanning south of Birmingham to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, little pieces of those thrown in just for good measure. So I got something. Yeah, click me out of that, brother. We got tech stuff flying everywhere. Listen, I got to say this. During the break, she just gave Boomer and I both a gift. And I opened mine. I've got two pairs of just like killer socks. I mean, these are legit socks, Angel. Legit. This is no fooling. I mean, like those are nice gold toe socks. But you also gave me one of your Good News gift boxes, and I am honored by that. So I'm just gonna take the moment here to open it on the air. And
we appreciate your service.
Oh well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Boomer, check her mic. Make sure she's good to go. She on? Okay. So I'm opening this box right now, signed by you. Is that your kids, Joshua and Jesse? Or Jessa?
Yep, Jessa? Joshua and Jessa.
Thank you for that. Oh, man, look at this. The book, the card, the signs. Oh, this is just cool. Thank you for this. And thank you for what you're doing. Wow, this is just cool. And there's something to eat in there, which is always good for me.
Yeah, and we like to, in the beginning, we just felt like we were supposed to wrap each gift with the scripture. So, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. Your little kind chocolate bar, it's
nice.
Good. Taste
nice.
And see.
Well played. Well, listen, I said right before the break, and thank you again for that, that I doubt that you're done. You're still in contact with the families. Those are relationships. And yeah. And I mean, you can lose a job and the relationships can continue. You can leave a school, the relationships can continue. And I'd imagine that having sent these boxes, you're probably not done with those relationships. But where do you see your ministry going overall? And how can folks find out more about you and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, when this happened with the 13, you know, I just thought I was sending them gift boxes from our ministry, and we did, but it was beyond that. It was like I told you, it was like we got the big Home Depot boxes because Starbucks had donated, Kendra Scott had donated, so we needed bigger boxes. And one family, I'll just mention his name, Max Soviak, he was one of the heroes, and I reached out to his brother, and his brother's Griffin, and I told him what we were doing. I was like, hey, we're not crazy. I was like, we just wanted to be a blessing to your family. And I said, how many boxes would your family need? He's like, if it's okay, he's like, I need 13 for my family.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
like, he's like, if that's too much, he's like, I understand. And I told my husband, I was like, if he asked for 20, I'm like, we're going to send them to his family.
Yeah.
And his family was one of the ones, his parents foster kids. They had a lot of kids, but they foster kids. And if you see some of the stories, Max had some of the kids wrapped in his arms, and he had saved, you know, some children. And yeah, he's right here. That's Max right there, Max Soviak. And his parents were trying to find one of the children, and they wanted to foster him because they thought he got separated from his family and they died. So that was just a story that came out last year, kind of like after that. I was like, gosh, that touched my heart. But I just feel like, you know, I don't know what God's going to do with it, but I feel like this was bigger than I had anticipated. It took me almost a year to get all of this done and shipped out, and all the family should have their boxes like today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think they were all delivered. The last two were delivered yesterday to California. But it's just been an honor. It's been honestly humbling to just see what these families have been through.
Yeah.
And we want to do anything we can for any service member. Veterans, we want to take care of the veterans. We want to take care of any service member. We don't care if, you know, we just want to get the boxes out there to encourage them.
Well, you know, over 2,800 service members lost their lives in Afghanistan, I believe is correct. I think that's somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Over 2,800. And it can get overwhelming. You could think, what do I do? 2,800? How do I, you know what? I think the key there is pick a target. And that's what you've done. You picked what I don't want to call it a manageable target, but you know what I'm saying. You didn't try to deal with 2,800 right now.
Yeah.
You had 13.
Yeah.
These 13 were the ones that God put on your heart, and you've made it a passion project to do something for the families of the 13.
Yeah.
That's huge. Now, if folks want to find out more about you, we only got about a minute and a half left, Angel, okay. But if folks want to find out more about you or get involved or they want to sponsor a box or they want to just, you know, and if you're out there, folks, I mean, I know I got a bunch of right side ruffians out there who are probably reaching for a Kleenex today, but if you want to get involved, there are ways to get involved. Where can they go?
Yeah, you can visit our website. There's goodnewsgiftbox.com. Pretty easy to get to, and you can send a box if you'd like to anybody that you know in military. You can donate. We just run off of donations. We are Good News Gift Box. We do business as Share Hope International, so just want you to know that. But we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, Good News Gift Box, and you know, we appreciate any help, and thank you for your prayers for our mission, because we want to keep going. We want to keep blessing the families, but we also want to, when another service member gives his life, the ultimate sacrifice, we want to reach out to those families and say, hey, yeah, we want to take care of this family too.
Well, and I think you bring honor to the grief, it's real easy for a family to be a Gold Star family, and after the emotion dies down, it's like no one knew it happened.
Yeah.
And so here we are a year to the day, and they're getting something in the mail from you and your folks, and from Jonathan and from your kids, and literally that means something. And so on behalf of all, you know, veterans, if I can allow myself to do that, you know, as one, I'll just tell you, thank you. It just, yeah, you know, it's just, it's, and those are good socks, by the way.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, but I had to buy me a pair too, personally.
Well, that's, what you're doing is literally, it's mission work. Mm-hmm. And you're making a difference. You are making a difference. And, there will be treasure in heaven for you, my sister. So
thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, we have been with Angel Brown from Good News Gift Box. You can find out more about him at goodnewsgiftbox.com. 1 year to the day today that the 13 service members were lost to us, but their families are still here. So ain't it a great thing to know that someone somewhere remembers and is doing something that God's placed on their heart? You want to get involved? goodnewsgiftbox.com. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just totally blown away. We'll be right back.